Hi, I'm Scott Miller, host of Career on Course, where our vision is in the coming months and years to interview hundreds, if not thousands, of career experts to bring to you all the details you need to make better career decisions for you. We will have piercingly insightful conversations with an occupational therapist, a software developer, a wind turbine technician, pastry chef, event planner, chief financial officer, a barber, you name it. If the career exists, I'm going to interview them and bring to you what's the day in the life look like? What are the ups and the downs? What are the interpersonal conflicts? How do you pivot out? How do you stay in? When people burn out, why do they leave? Every question you might have, I'm intending to ask a wide variety of career professionals so that this podcast can help you pick better. Let's get started with getting your career on course. Welcome back to the Career on Course podcast. I'm your host, Scott Miller, and the author by the book of the same name, Career on Course, 10 Strategies to Take Your Career from Accidental to Intentional. Today's episode is all about the five reasons why people get hired. Now, the previous episode focused on reason number one. People are engaging. I call it, what is your barbecue factor? Today's topic is reason number two, and that is people get hired because they deliberately, intentionally choose to focus more on what they can do for the organization than what the organization can do for them. I think there's a problem that is sweeping through professional society today, and that is that new hires are obsessed with their needs. What is the family leave policy? What is the PTO? What is the vacation pay? How do I get promoted? How much money will I earn? What's my relocation package? What's my flex time? What is hybrid? What is my boss like? What is his leadership style like? What is her culture like? These are all super vital questions that you demand answers to after you have very clearly convinced and articulated the hiring leader or the interviewer that you are the single most best competent hire for this job by demonstrating how your skills, your talents, your natural genius is far and away better than anyone else's, that you know exactly how you are going to help progress the organization's goals. Now, of course, that requires you to have done some research to know what are the company's goals. What is it they're trying to accomplish? Is it they're trying to change their culture? Is they're trying to increase their inventory turns? They're trying to double their EBITDA? They're getting ready to go public? They've just been divested and they're picking up the pieces and figuring out how to pivot in a marketplace? You need to know, with extensive research and connecting to people on LinkedIn and the company and asking them questions about it. You can't possibly convince someone to hire you if you don't know why they should hire you. You should have extraordinary clarity on what your top strengths are, what your weaknesses are. What are your superpowers? Ask yourself right now, do you know what your superpowers are? Meaning the things that you do as well or better than anyone else's. Now you might laugh, but I know my superpowers, right? I bring to the table an indefatigable level of energy. I get stuff done. I do not spike the ball at the 1 yard line. I get it to the end zone, no matter what it takes. I'm a fairly good communicator. I'm moderately creative. I offer apologies when I need them. I'm a fairly consistent and clear communicator. I can reinvent myself. I don't always have to be the leader. I can take direction from someone who is more competent than I am. I'm curious. I'm a voracious reader. I'm not very good at managing projects. I don't think in a linear fashion. Sometimes I have a history of what's called ready, fire, aim. I'm not very good at logistics and such. And I'm very comfortable talking about that and recognizing that I need to surround myself with people who are logical thinkers. Sometimes I confuse tactics and strategies. I can sometimes be a martyr and a victim. I admit it. I'm very comfortable talking about my strengths and my areas of growth. But it's in that conversation where I could marshal that articulation around how I am the best hire, or if not, then not lie about it, but I can actually articulate with great clarity why I am the person to help your organization progress these goals. Like I said, that requires you to have researched them well and make sure that you know what they are, that they're relevant. You're using the same language that your hiring leader or hiring interviewer is using. And then once you have convinced them of your value, that's when you talk about what your needs are. And all those opening points are super important. They may not be able to accommodate all of your needs, but you should ask all those questions. Just don't get them in the wrong order. Hey, how you can help me is to rate this podcast. Give me a 5-star rating if you think that's appropriate. Mention it to your friends. Would love to have your friends listen to the Career on Course podcast. Our next episode will focus on the third reason why people get hired, and that's that they have an established track record. Thanks for listening to today's Career on Course podcast. I hope you are on fire. I hope you are inspired, focused, and ready for what is next for you. Perhaps you've had some clarity on a job you need to quit. Maybe you're enlightened about a career you never even knew existed, or you have key questions answered to make you focused on your next career journey. If you found the content of this podcast helpful, I'd suggest a next great step is to read the book that I've written called Career on Course, 10 Strategies to Take Your Career from Accidental to Intentional. It's available in hardcover, print, audio, and digital anywhere books are sold. We'd love to have you dig back into more episodes and refer any family, friends, or colleagues in case they want to get their career back on course.